10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Instances where I have been faced with a choice and I didn't necessarily make the right.
Insert disc and await further.
Wave.
I seem to be intercepting a message from an outside source. I'll connect you through.
Hello. Am I coming through clear? I'm trying to reach Memphis, Tennessee. I have an important announcement. WYXR is facing a serious funding loss after Congress voted to cut public broadcasting support. Do you want to see our station go away? No! Do you want to keep riding these vapor waves? Yes! If you believe in the power of community radio and want to keep shows like this going, donate now at WYXR.org. We need your support.
Check 3200. Please insert disk and await further instructions.
Instructions.
To the nearest weather broadcast.
Thank you.
radar vantage point. Pointing to the northeast part of the nation, and a lot of heavy thunderstorms that are working on through Texas and Oklahoma. We had a slew of tornadoes. Luckily, there are no serious injuries or damage.
Thank you.
Until 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, there is a second tornado warning to come from the state of.
or three?
Yeah, four. I think it'll be fine.
For the Michelin Drivers Report, brought to you by Michelin and your participating Michelin dealer.
subtropical feed of moisture coming right in off the Pacific is continuing. Folks in Northern California, at least the Weather Service office, is calling this the hose. Yeah, it's like a fire hose, just pointed right here into California and Southern Oregon and spilling all the way over into Idaho. Some of these rainfall tallies up here in the northern parts of California, I think, are going to be very, very high. And consequently, we're going to be talking about some pretty nasty flooding. I was just reading a new weather statement out of the San Francisco area, expecting some flooding, water flooding along the Napa River here in the next 24 hours. Russian River at Guerneville. May remember that name from 2 years ago. There was some pretty nasty flooding there, but this could be as bad as that. Let's hope it's not any worse. It looks like right now we're expecting the Russian River to crest about 46 feet, so it's way above, going to be way above flood stage during New Year's Day, and there could be some major flooding of homes in Guerneville and also a lot of roadways closed along the lower Russian River Valley. Look at all this moisture just continuing to pile into Northern California and up into extreme Southwest Oregon. Lighter rains, but rain nonetheless up around Portland and Seattle. So again, very mild air helping to melt some of that snowpack that we've had so recently here since last weekend. That's going to continue to cause not only flooding in many of the rivers and streams here, but a high, very high avalanche danger as well. So be very, very careful traveling anywhere. In fact, travel probably not recommended.
Thank you.
Sacramento Valley along the northern California coast up in the southwest Oregon. Snow, highest of elevations here in California, well up over 9 or 10,000 feet. That's up above pass level for most folks. Watch the high winds and the mountains here too, though. Thank you.
beautiful night in the northwest of the northern California. Scattered rain showers, and watch out for the dense fog overnight in the southeast. Talking about winds gusting to, that's not a misprint, 100 miles an hour along parts of the Oregon and maybe northern California coast. They've consistently been up over 50 and 60 miles an hour. And even into the Tahoe area, we've had a wind gust over 100 miles an hour just north of the Tahoe. Also some icy conditions in the northern parts of the Great Lakes. The fog anywhere from Chicago down to Florida could be unestimated. Be very careful out driving. Well, the new year is coming up. Stay tuned to the Weather Channel.
Scope. The Pacific Coast braces itself for more rain as another storm moves in. We'll have the latest update plus a look at your New Year's forecast coming up on Weather Scope.
And comprehensive coverage of the nation's weather from the Weather Channel forecast team.
is one of our heaviest hit areas with the flood. And we are hoping that people will take this time to evacuate now because more storms are headed our way or expecting very high river levels by tomorrow.
So the Russian River is one of the areas affected. What's the situation with the Russian River at this point?
Currently, the Russian River is over flood stage. It has leveled off a little bit. It could possibly even drop slightly over the next few hours. However, there is another storm headed in. We understand that we're supposed to receive a month rain between 4 a.m. On Wednesday morning and 4 Wednesday afternoon. Expected to get a month over flood stage in the Grenville area.
Am I coming through clear? I'm trying to reach Memphis, Tennessee. I have an important announcement. WYXR is facing a serious funding loss after Congress voted to cut public broadcasting support. Do you want to see our station go away? No. Do you want to keep riding these vapor waves? Yes. If you believe in the power of community radio and want to keep shows like this going, donate now at WYXR.org. We need your support.
Mm-hmm.